Wonder why Savage is hanging out down there.
Sex, Frank?
No, not right now, Ed. We got work to do.
A naughty young man.
Hi, this is Peter Rivera, original drummer and lead singer with Rare Earth. And you're with Terry Nutt on the Road Rash Blues Show.
Friends, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's Road Rash Blues Show. I'm Terry Nutt, and for the next 60 minutes, as I always do, I'm going to bring you the finest blues, blues rock, and rock known to man. Anything can happen on this show. Welcome and enjoy the ride.
Okay, that's me ready for the day. Let me just straighten my tie out, you look. You're a right little macho man. Oh, oh dear. Some people have got it, some haven't, and I've got loads of it.
Macho, macho, macho man, yeah. I've got to be a macho, macho.
Oh, lay it on me, mofo. Beat me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
which way is up? 'Cause I never get there. Feel like I'm stuck in the mud. I need a new kind of sign, not just stop every time. You try to talk and I just keep on trying. Saying if I didn't know what it was, now I'm lying like lead on your side of the bed, feeling something unwind in my head. You got a $10 shine on your $2 shoe. You're with a nail in your heart, stop a fire, and all the fuck when what you done done's on you. You're hiding, baby. Time it takes me to see what I've done wrong, you'll be gone. You're hiding, baby. And the time it takes me to see what I've done wrong, you'll be gone. Oh, if it's too much, oh, am I messing it up? I keep trying to reach your mouth, big up what makes you want to run.
Friends, hello, 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 and welcome to an all-new Road Rash Blues Show. So I'm Terry Knott, or you can call me Daphne if you really want to. There we had two in a row from Colin James. First one being Man's Gotta Be a Stone and Hyde. It's a real pleasure to be here, mainly because I've got my very old mate, Andy Bruckin, here with me today. He's come down for the weekend, and Andy's really a real passionate music fan of all shapes and sizes. How long have we known each other, Andy?
Well, Daphne. Terry, it must be all of 45 years
yeah,
plus,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
We've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
Man and boy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's really great to come down here and see you. I haven't seen you for a long time, you know. We're doing the show and it's really good.
Great
know?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Ed, can I just ask you something? Why's your hand on my knee? And now he's winking at me.
Well, we're not that good of friends.
Okay, so we're going to carry on with the next track, which old Andy is going to introduce. So fire away, Andy.
Right, what we're going to do, we're going to kick away with Buddy Whittington, Young and Dumb.
Nice one, mate. So are you ready to rumble? Let's do it.
Ticket for no taillights.
Join me, Elwood Blues, along with Terry Knott. Stay tuned for more Non-Stop Blues.
Unbelievable! Wow!
I got a two-headed woman, knows everything I do. I got a two-headed woman,
and a seven sister too. Said, go away, little boy, there ain't nothing we can do. You got a two-headed woman, knows everything you do. Keeps two eyes on me, two more eyes on you. Let's go.
Andy, don't worry about that oversized shit stick. You can put your hands on my legs any day.
In the last set, we had Buddy Whittington, Young and Dumb, and the Buddha Heads, Nothing to Lose, and Bobby Jones, Two-Headed Woman. That was a real groove and a real good set, I thought.
That was great. So, with the old blues rock, Andy, you know, don't you find sort of, you know, I mean, going back to where, you know, it all kicked off for me was like in the back rooms of, you know, Mike's house when we all used to sit around a stereo, and I, obviously being that much younger than you and having more hair, I was sort of like mesmerised of the stuff that I was being played, you know, the likes of Cream. With Mike, it blew me away. You putting on Hendrix and all that sort of stuff.
There was a little bit of a problem there, I think, with the Hendrix
friendly
and the
rivalry, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Clapton thing. We that's where we started off, in that little room in Blenmill Road in New Eltham, all the gang, and that's where, you know, we put records on a little record player, and that's where it all started for us with the music.
I don't think you realise, for me, the impact that had on me, because you know it.
Yeah, you was probably younger, looking at the older.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, although I was never, ever into pop music.
No.
As such, I mean, even at that age, I was still into blues, but more sort of like the Stones and Muddy Waters and all the rest of that through Alan.
Yeah. And of course the Rod Stewart thing. I mean,
you
actually look like Rod Stewart at one time.
Yeah, that's because you smacked me over the nose with a cricket bat. But yeah, I was, and of course the Faces were rhythm and blues,
of course,
and it all come from there. But then you took me in another direction.
Well, we went from sort of the Rod Stewart-y thing with the Faces and all that, and then, you know, I put some stuff on, like, you know, Humble Pie, which was a little real rocky groove, you know, and
coming out of Small Faces and yeah, the rest of it.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favourite albums is Rockin' the Fillmore. Yeah. It's a live album.
Yeah,
I think that's probably one of my best live albums of all time.
I remember
it's
listening.
Great stuff.
So,
great stuff.
Without any further ado, we're going to kick off with the next track, and we're going to have a bit of Lisa Lim with what's that? Andy? I can't
Suspicions.
Read it. Superstitions.
Superstitions.
Okie dokie, yeah. Then let's hit it.
Something out of me. Up until this moment, I never knew it was there. Till you pulled it like magic right out of thin air. I could not believe it, much to my surprise. Reflected there in your eyes was the man that I wanted to be. You made something out of nothing, something out of nothing, something out of nothing, when you made something.
Done me.
That was Lisa Lim, Superstitions, and Leroy Parnell, Something Out of Nothing, and my old mate Terry Knott, Don't Let Me Down. Nice one, Terry.
Well, thank you, mate. It's very kind of you. So, Andy, have you ever worn women's clothes?
I have, as it happens.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, no, I don't think I will.
No? I love all
No, myself. No. I only fancy dress parties I have, but no.
Did you like that dress I wore last night when we was having a drink?
Oh, yeah, the red one.
Yeah, that
was good.
Yeah, lady in red, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're kicking off on the next set with actually the tracks we were talking about earlier. And I selected these tracks based on my memories of those days. And we're going to kick off with the late, great Jimi Hendrix and his take on the old Bob Dylan classic, All Along the Watchtower. Okay, Jimmy, over to you.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will let. But a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. And this is not our fate. So let us start talking falsely now. The hour's getting late. Hey! Thank you.
a tired eye. I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise.
Yeah. said so one time before. Age superstitious, a black cat crossed my trail. Bad luck ain't got me so far, and you know I ain't gonna let it stop me now. Come on.
Route 9W on a hot summer day, me and the missus always stop at Dickens Fruit Stand. They've got everything from fruit to vegetables, homemade pies, but there is nothing like their cider. Ain't that right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Dickens Cider. Yes, sirree. Why, even though we were late for church last Sunday, she had to have a little Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
She says there ain't nothing like it. Even my minister says his wife enjoys a little Dickens Cider now and then. Hey, why don't you bring some home in our protective plastic rib bottle? That way it'll stay fresh. Or you can let it sit a while and have some hard Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
It's good at lunch, good at dinner, and there's nothing like waking up with a Dickens Cider. Dickens Fruit Stand, just off Route 9W and Country Road 69. Open 24 hours, because after a chilly summer night, I like to snuggle up in bed with a hot Dickens Cider.
Well, yeah, there we had, of course, kicking off that set was Jimi Hendrix with All Along the Watchtower. Then we had Cream, Sunshine of Your Love. And finally, the Jeff Beck Group, with Ain't Superstitious. And you know, that was the stuff that, you know, we were talking about earlier, that we used to listen to round at Mike's house. It was a massive influence on me, and you know, the three of them, great blues rock. Okay, now we're going to move on to the next set, and we've got a bit of Robert Cray.
Carpets on the floor and
and the lockbox on the front door is all that remains. There used to be love, used to be love, there used to be love. Great big old house. Once was a home. Where is the laughter? Can someone tell me where have they gone? No more children off to school. Get-togethers by the pool. Ain't it a shame? There used to be love, used to be love, there used to be love. Love, used to be in love. Used to be a car and toys in the driveway. Someone mowing the lawn, yeah. But a moving man came and the car was towed away. And they cut the gas and phone. Now the place is all alone.
Oh, Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
This Memorial Day, we salute you, Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Never mind charcoal chimneys and easy lighting briquettes. The only way to start a real barbecue is with a gallon of 93 octane and a big book of matches.
Light up the sky.
Who needs eyebrows? You're hungry, and you've got 7 pounds of lamb shanks ready to go.
That's a lot of kebabs.
You don't just defy convention. You defy warning labels and common sense. So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Prince of the Pyrotechnics, because no one makes a backyard mushroom cloud like you.
Mr. Gasoline Barbecue Starter.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, Cardinal.
Well, folks, that's been Robert Cray, This Old House, Wilco Johnson and Roger Daltrey, Keeping It to Myself, and my old favourite, Jethro Tull, Living in the Past. And I think that's probably what we've been doing, Terry, don't you, this last hour?
Yeah, I mean, it's just lovely, isn't it, to sort of go back and reminisce about, you know, more for me, I guess, in the sense of the impact that had on me as a musician and my musical taste. And big thank you to you for doing that. And to be honest, most probably if I hadn't have been so inspired by these people, I wouldn't have picked up the guitar and learned to play it. So, you know, a major...
Do you remember that guitar in Mick's house?
It's over the back of us now.
I can see it now.
Yeah.
We brought that down. Yeah. How old's that? That's very old, isn't it?
That's got to go back to mid-60s.
Yeah. I don't think Mick ever played it, did he? He just stood in the corner.
Yeah.
But now you've got it and you're going to...
Well, I'm going to try and see if I can do anything with it. It's not an expensive guitar.
No.
But I used to pick that up and I couldn't play it at the time, work my fingers around. It was just another...
I think we all tried to play it, you know. Yeah. I think I'll probably try to do Jimmy and he's probably trying to do Eric
and Ronnie. But that's what it does. Air guitar. Yeah. I'm crap at that and all. Yeah. Okay, so folks, that sadly brings us to the end of the show. I really hope you enjoyed it. It's been a real privilege to have my old mate here, Andy, going down memory lane, but also having great fun doing the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Remember, if you want to download the show, you can do so by visiting www.roadrashblueshow.podomatic.com, and you can download this show and any other previous shows. Also, please come along and like the Road Rash Blues Show Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/road/... I'm bloody useless. We were talking earlier about me cocking up, or you cocking up, and now I've done it. So let me repeat that.
Of the road, or I don't know.
No, I'm going all over the place here. My head's a mush. So let me try that again. It's www.facebook.com/road/rash.blues. There you go, I've got it that time.
That's it.
So, thanks for that. So, until next time, look after yourself, stay happy, and above all, keep your hand on your apron. Until next time, see ya, and from Andy.
Yeah, rock on.
Bless you, mate. See ya. Bye.
Thank you for calling 911. Our offices are closed because everyone is at the donut shop. We discussed the situation before we left, and we believe you are old enough to be responsible while we are away. Please be careful with matches, and do not play with knives, and things should be okay until we get back. Hang up the phone now.